Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News Briefing for Thursday, May 26. Just one day after 19 children and two adults were killed in a mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, another Texas high school student has been arrested after being spotted walking towards a high school with an assault rifle. The teenager was at Berkner High School in Richardson, just 6 hours away from Uvalde, the scene of America's worst shooting in 5 years. Local police said when the suspect was located inside the school, no weapons were found. However, they later found an AK-47 style pistol and a replica AR-15 style Orbeez rifle inside the suspect's car. The unidentified teen was arrested and charged with unlawful carrying weapons in a weapon-free school zone. Millions of Australians across New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia are set to pay more for energy after the regulator raised the price providers are allowed to charge their customers. It's likely households will pay hundreds of dollars more per year on their energy bills. New South Wales customers are set to be hit with rises of between 8.5% and 18.3% from July 1. Southeast Queensland will cop rises of between 11.3% and 12.6%, while South Australian householders will face increases from 7.2% to 9.5%. The regulator said pressures on energy providers had been compounded by the war in Ukraine, extreme weather in New South Wales and Queensland affecting coal supplies and electricity demand, and further unplanned outages at generators. And Atagi has recommended more than 1 million Australians get a fourth COVID-19 jab as extra protection for the winter months. The advisory group has expanded the high-risk eligibility criteria for fourth winter doses to include up to 1.5 million people aged between 16 and 64 with disabilities or severe health conditions. This includes people with cancer, chronic organ diseases, and severe weight problems. People within these groups will be able to receive a fourth COVID-19 jab from May 30. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Huffman. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.